Case number one.
Case number 12977, Bridgeville Storage LLC, seeks a special use exception for an off-premise sign, section 115-159.5B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Connecting Road and east of Public Safety Way. The 911 address is 18747 Connecting Road in Bridgeville. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 131, Map 15, Parcel 24.03. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Okay, is the applicant present? Please step forward and be sworn in.
Just step there. Can you make sure you hit that button, Mr. Christenberry, on the microphone? There we go.
I'd like to go ahead and swear in the applicant, and I'm the engineer representing
him. We'll swear you in also if you're going to make any statements.
Yes, please. So.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Norman Hardy, 2429 Cresswell Road, Bel Air, Maryland, 21015.
Okay. Mr. Christenberry?
Kenneth Christenberry with Axiom Engineering. The address is 18 Chestnut Street here in Georgetown.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah. I do.
Thank you.
I present your case.
Good evening. I'll try to be brief. I think this one's fairly simple. Most of you are probably familiar with this property. The upper left corner of the screen is the Bridgeville McDonald's. The one immediately beneath that is the Bridgeville Sonic. And the triangular piece where the billboard is proposed will be a mini storage that the applicant is constructing. We've gone through the DLDOT no objection process. That letter has been issued. The county attorney's reviewed it and found it to be satisfactory for tonight's purposes. The surveys that we've submitted, and if you can scroll through any of the exhibits in our packet, just demonstrate a couple things. So let's start with the zoning map right there. Yep, go back down. There we go. So the site's right down there in the middle of the big red C1 general commercial. We're surrounded on all sides by either DLDOT right away for Route 404 or C1 general commercial properties. When you scroll down to this, the 150-foot setback for properties with dwellings, churches, schools, etc., falls entirely on the applicant's property and DLDOT's Route 404 right away. And then the 600-foot offset is shown on the others. Go ahead and scroll down to that. That has to do with other billboards, and there's no other billboards within the 600 feet that we located at the time of the survey. So it's a fairly straightforward application. We did submit a revised survey 3 or 4 weeks ago. Jenny now has a hard copy. It was submitted by email, where Mr. Sharp noted that our fifth note said that the 150-foot setback applied only to buildings, and we had to change the word to lands so that no lands with dwellings, churches, schools were within 150 feet of the proposed billboard. And that change in the language doesn't change the fact that it's a compliant application. With that, I think it is a compliant application, so I'll be happy to take any questions that you or the public may have.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Is this a static, or is this like that it's going to change?
It's a static, yeah. So it's not a digital billboard. It's two-sided, 10 by 30 set per side.
Spoken to any neighbors, any objections, anything like that?
No. It's Royal Farms, Sonic, and McDonald's are pretty much the ones right there in that vicinity. Yeah,
Food Lion Shopping Center. Yeah.
State Police Barracks behind us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How will the sign be lit?
4 LED lights. They're all low voltage, and they would be, they're called like holophones, so they would be up.
Shining up?
Correct, yeah. Right, directly, you know, panned out, panning back on the sign.
Oh, okay.
To the side.
Gotcha.
Just a question of clarification regarding the DLDOT letter. The letter makes a statement that the sign structure needed to be under construction by June 10th of 2024.
Did you notice the date that letter was issued by DLDOT?
I certainly did.
We emailed them today because Mr. Sharp asked that question, and they emailed back their response, which was they want the construction completed by December 10th or 12th, 2024. They want it completed by then, but the way they interpret their own letter is that they're basically giving us their go-ahead to make this application. We were very confounded at how they worded their letter, because it makes no sense to issue a letter on the same day you're telling me I have to start construction when they know there's other processes, and the letter even acknowledges the other processes are forthcoming. So
will that communication become part of the record?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And just to clarify for the board and the public, the county changed its sign ordinance in 2016 to require DLDOT submit a letter of no objection prior to billboard applications coming before the board, because we had a history of folks getting approvals from the board, going through that process, paying the fee, county spending resources on those hearings, and then come to find out DLDOT was not allowing them due to their regulations. So we inverted it and said you can't apply to us until DLDOT's given the letter of no objection. DLDOT was involved throughout that process on the signed ordinance revision. They had a party from there who was involved in our working group sessions and was aware of that. So this is a little odd. I've never quite seen one like that. So it is something that we're aware of, and we're going to hopefully not have that come up in the future. I'm hoping it was just a typo on their end, but we did get the email today, which I looked at, and I was satisfied that based on that email that DLDOT is, as long as this thing is constructed by December the 10th, they're not, you know, going to treat it as a, they're treating it as a letter of no objection for that condition. So I thought it made sense to proceed with this hearing.
Thank you.
Sharp, you have any questions?
Just a few others. I take it there, you don't envision there'll be any effect on the traffic. The sign won't have any impact on traffic?
No, more than any other billboard ever was.
And you've said the neighboring uses. I just want to make sure I got it right. There was a ROFO, a McDonald's, a Sonic.
Can you pull up the county map again? Sure. Zoom out a little bit. Row Farms, Uncle Willie's, McDonald's overflow parking, Sonic, the applicant's property. State Police Barracks used to be, for some time, it was a tourist information center, but became a State Police Barracks. Food Lion, these are townhomes, and the 150-foot circle doesn't even leave the yellow line to leave the property. So in terms of being near a dwelling, those are certainly the closest dwellings. 150-foot circle doesn't cross over the Route 404 right away, because the Route 404 used to go straight along the edge of our property. And when they reconfigured this intersection, they pulled the road away quite a bit and did not abandon that right away, because we actually asked if we could buy it from them, and they refused it. So that's just
it's still state lands.
It's Route 404 right away. It's the road right away. They described it as active right away. I'm sure it's active for just something for them to mow, to be honest.
And Mr. Hardy, you had said that it was, did you say it was 10 by 30 on each side?
Correct, yes.
Okay, I should make sure I had that right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's your position that this use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Does that complete your?
It does.
Okay. Take a seat.
Thanks, mate.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? Not seeing any. At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12977 for Bridgeville Storage, LLC. I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the special use exception, which has been requested based upon the evidence presented this evening. And I believe that the proposal will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Not two, so a vote of 3-0. Case number 1277 has been approved. Case number 1277 has been approved.